From the world of AV programming and control with James King, I'm Steve Greenblatt, and this is Ask the Programmer. James, it's great to be back with you. We actually have a milestone episode today, so I'm looking forward to it. And we have a returning guest, so a lot of good things to talk about.
Yeah, I look forward to talking about this episode and with our guests, and it's great to be here, Steve. So how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I keep on recovering, and hopefully my voice is getting back to normal, but it's good to be back and keep things moving forward. About 3 years ago, and if we look at it, 3 years of content has passed for weekly episodes, this being number 156. We James and I connected through a HETMA conference, and we are bringing on our first guest that had joined us back in episodes 19 and 20. And the tie-in is also that she is the incoming chair of HETMA, and it's none other than Erin Marmoran from Johns Hopkins University. Welcome back, Erin.
Hi, thank you, Steve and James, for having me back again.
Thanks for being here. We're glad to have you, and we wanted James to really kind of connect the dots a little bit, because James and I probably wouldn't have met if it wasn't for Twitter and HETMA. So we owe that to this podcast. And my recollection of how this all came about and this podcast was that we were talking after a session about just answering questions that people had about programming and programmers. And it was just came up with this idea of, well, we need to fill in the blanks. So James, I'll let you kind of kick it off a little bit from your perspective, and then talk a little bit about HETMA and how that has evolved over the past few years.
So yeah, same kind of recollection there, Steve, as we were talking after the programming versus configuration class that you gave. So I mean, that it 3 years is crazy to think that we did 3 years of content, but I still remember that session that we did, that I moderated, but you hosted, and it was a HETMA virtual conference, and it was great. We talked about, one of the things we talked about was building a community for programmers, and HETMA is all about community. And like Erin is a rock star in the HETMA community and everything else he's doing. And as you mentioned, the incoming chair, she's the current vice chair of HETMA. So she'll be taking over the reins in June, correct?
Pretty much after Infocom, essentially. Yep.
Yeah. So I just wanted her to kind of talk about how building community with the HETMA and building other communities is also a good thing for everybody, no matter what field you are, but mainly for programmers.
Yeah, I'm super excited to be back on the show, because it pretty much was one of the first podcasts that I'd ever been asked to be on. And so it has always held like a special place in my heart. But yeah, building a community was like, it's such an important facet of what we do in just in life in general. Like, everybody needs to feel like they have somewhere where they can belong. And if you have that when it's associated with your career or your job, it makes it that much more of just something to enjoy. It makes the 9 to 5, or, you know, a lot of times our hours, not exactly 9 to 5, but it makes the time where we're working that much more enjoyable. And I hadn't really thought about that as much. I maybe sort of had forgotten about that until recently. My husband had had a job change, and he thought initially this was going to be such a great career move, but he really hasn't found his people in the job. And it really has carried over into his personal life now, where he's just not feeling as fulfilled as he had been in the past with jobs. And so I'm so happy that the HETMA community has been able to be a place for people in the higher ed AV community to find their people. And I think that we sort of had an initial, you know, there was kind of the initial thought of like these technology managers kind of coming in together and whatnot. But I think it's really taken off in a, like all sorts of directions, because we really are, we're a place for people with more live event background, which may not have thought of themselves necessarily as a technology manager, but they certainly fall into that AV umbrella. And also programmers, like, yes, they are part of, you know, like, yeah, every, you know, people think of them as like technology manager, but they're sort of tend to be on their own a lot. So I'm glad that, you know, HETMA kind of has created a space for people across the higher ed AV spectrum to kind of find some, you know, a place to belong.
That's a very good thing there, and I agree. So what words of advice, I've seen you go from popping in and out of the virtual conference to being a little boisterous to Nam becoming the vice chair and host of EdTech and on our podcast and, you know, everything else, panels, you know, you're rocking it out there. What advice do you have for somebody who might be sitting there and just like, I don't know, toes in the water type deal?
Yeah. So my advice would be essentially to seek out opportunities. If you know of someone who hosts a podcast, be like, hey, I'm interested in maybe, you know, being a guest someday. Even if you don't particularly think you have a whole lot to say, you'll find probably that once you open your mouth, there's going to be a whole lot that comes out. And I was fortunate enough that, like, I mean, early in my career, I really just kind of was into my, like, just, it was me. I was the person on an island. And, you know, it wasn't until I really got involved with the community that these doors started to open. And I was like, oh, it's open. I'm walking right through. And that's another bit advice that I would say, like, if a door opens, walk through it. But definitely, like, take that opportunity. You may think that maybe it's not necessarily for you, or the, you know, imposter phenomenon kicks in and you're like, why would they ask me? Like, I don't know. They asked you for a reason, and just take that shot. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But what if it does? What if it does work out? Like, then it most likely will open another door, which opens another. And that's kind of what ended up happening with me. You guys took a chance on me. Hate to say his name, but Joe Way took a chance on me. Like, I know. I couldn't let an episode go by, like, without mentioning his name. Shame on me. But, like, it's those things where just one door opened and I just kept on walking. And now it's my chance to hold open the door for somebody else, and to, you know, and to start the, you know, the next chain reaction of people who are then holding the door for the next person.
I think that's a good saying there that you keep saying, that what if it all works out? And it's kind of funny because my wife actually has a sweatshirt with that on there that says, what if it all works out? Because she does tend to think on the more negative side of things and all that stuff. But so she bought that shirt to kind of remind her. So I can see that, especially with our programmers, as you said, they tend to be alone in the basement in the dark writing code in the monitor. So getting out there is, I would say, a little scary for programmers. And they may not see the need for it. But how can you talk about how, or maybe see if you can jump into if you want, how getting out there and getting away from the monitor and talking with other folks can actually make them a better programmer?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, absolutely. There's only so much that we can learn on our own. We can take all the classes, we can, you know, write code, great. But what really is where the real magic happens is when you can interact with other people and share those ideas and be like, how would you do, you know, do this routine? How, like, what is your methodology? And just compare notes and just see, like, oh, that's a, you find that, like, other people have really great ways of doing things. Or it's also then, you know, like kind of how Thomas Edison once said, like, you learn 10,000 ways not to make a light bulb. Like, so then you know, well, okay, that didn't work for them. So, okay, maybe I'll skip that. And like, I think it can only strengthen you and your skills to work with others, even though you may be like, I'm the best. Like, I've got this. Like, my stuff works. It, like, I can bang out some code and compile, no errors, like, it's done. But I mean, that's the beauty of programming. There's just a million and one ways that you can do the same thing. And there might be somebody out there who's doing it a little more elegantly, maybe, you know, a little faster. Like, it's good to, you know, it's good to have a little humility sometimes and maybe admit that we're not like perfect in the way we do things. Maybe could use a little help. And it's great to have like a community to work with that you can bounce those things off of.
I actually think too that what we've learned through this podcast for the last 3 years is that everybody comes from a different perspective, and you shouldn't assume that the way you do things is the only way, or you shouldn't assume that what you do other people know and understand. It really has a lot to do with perspective and experience, and I think that I find this a lot in our conversations, James, you and I on the show. Sometimes I'll throw out a concept, or you'll talk about something that you did, and the other's experience is completely different. And it's so it's very enlightening. But that's the way you learn and grow, as you said, Aaron.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I love that you use the word perspective, because I think like that is something that we all need to like be conscious of, that we have our perspectives, but there are others that may complement the way we do things or whatnot. And especially depending on how you started programming too, I think what languages were, how people like how you started out really can kind of shape the way you do things. And so then if you talk to somebody else who maybe had started a different way, and even though you're now programming in the same language, you still have somewhat of a different approach, and it can be kind of helpful to look at it from the other perspective.
Oh yeah, the other perception is a good way to look at. I mean, I always think of two things when I try to think of where someone else is coming from, because it'll help you grow as well. Is the whole meme of two people looking at the number 6 and the number 9? They're both looking at it different. So one saying it's a 9, the other saying it's a 6. Who's right? Who's wrong? It's perceptive. There is no right or wrong. Another one I just heard not too long ago that I like is the kid came home from school. Mom asked, "Oh, how was school today?" And he's like, "Mom, in math today, we learned that half of 8 is 3. And the mom's like, "Wait, that's not right. Half of 8 is 4. And he's like, "No, mom, half of 8 is 3. I'll show you." And he drew 8 and cut it in half, vertical. "See, half of 8 is 3. So the mom was thinking, you know, what we think in math, if half of 8 is 4. But once he learned where he was coming from and his perceptive, there allowed her to understand what he was trying to say and made her look at it a little different as well.
And another, I mean, aside from, in addition to perspective, another thing I think that's really helpful too is the experiences that everybody has are different and they're unique to them, you know? What I always tell people from my seat and what I've gone through in the industry, I get exposed to so many different types of projects and situations and integrators and end users, because we are independent and we don't always do the same thing with the same people. Whereas I feel like the advantage that technology managers have is they get deeply ingrained with their users and know them so well, and they can bring a lot of insight and also debunk some of the assumptions that people make about how systems should work, because that is dependent on the people using them. And I don't know, that's just an example that I would bring up as well.
Oh yeah, I'm sure Aaron can talk about this. Each school users are different. I even see that there's a difference between my users here at the medical school and what main campus users do. Completely different.
Oh yeah, absolutely. We often are having these like wild discussions on my campus because the college or the School of Engineering and the School of Arts and Sciences share a campus, yet those disciplines are so vastly different in how they handle things. And like, engineers tend to be very technical and proofs and ones and zeros. And then there's the arts and sciences that maybe they're a little loosey-goosey and whatnot. And, you know, but we have to find the common ground and give the best solution for them both. And then that's going to totally differ from our med school and school of nursing and public health that's on another campus and the music school. And so it's interesting to try to then pick their brains to be like, so what has been working for you guys? But at the same time, what works for them may not work necessarily for us. And it's perspective.
So that's probably a good place for us to wrap up this episode, but we're going to have Aaron back with us for another one. And a little teaser that I'd like to learn more about is, how did you get from being a podcast guest 3 years ago to being a podcast host, which James said, and also I think wanted to touch on a little bit how to help other people get involved, because I think that there's a responsibility amongst us who have gone through these journeys to help others. So well, that's a little bit of a teaser for the next episode. But until then, Aaron, how could people get in touch with you, learn more about HEPMA, learn more about what you're doing at your school in general, and keep the conversation going?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can always find me on the social media platform formerly known as Twitter. My handle is @Smearin_off_ice. You can find me on LinkedIn, on the HETMA community, and you can find me monthly on AV Nation's EdTech podcast.
Absolutely. It's a great podcast. Be sure to tune into that. I've been listening to it since it started. So James, how could people get in touch with you, learn more what you're up to, and keep the conversation going?
Oh, thank you, Aaron, for joining us again. It was great. If you haven't listened, I agree. I co-sign what Steve said. Listen to EdTech. It's an awesome podcast. I really enjoy it. It's one of my favorite ones out there. And she's doing a great job as a new host there. So keep it up. But for those who are trying to get me, you can get me on Twitter at AB_James King. You can find me on LinkedIn. Again, Google me, you'll find me.
Excellent. And for me, you can reach me at Steve Greenblatt on social media. My company, Control Concepts, at controlconcepts.net. And for us here at Ask the Programmer, the handle on the platform formerly known as Twitter is AV Programmer Pod. Please also catch us on YouTube, your favorite podcast player. Leave a rating, review, message. Let us know what you want to know, hear more about. Let us know what you think of these shows. And also reach out if you want to be a guest. Here's your chance, call to action. Take a chance and reach out. And but we want to hear from you. We want to make sure that we're doing our part to build community, as we've been talking about. And with that, this has been Ask the Programmer.